shotgun. Marino throws deep downfield. It is caught by Fryer. Yes! Touchdown, Dolphins!
With in-depth analysis on the Miami Dolphins.
Courageous call! That's on fourth and five!
Live from the DolphinsTalk.com studios.
In my opinion, the greatest fans in the NFL, Miami Dolphin fans.
DolphinsTalk.com daily.
All right, Miami!
Good morning, Dolphins fans. How are you today? And thank you for listening to DolphinsTalk.com Daily, the most listened to daily Miami Dolphins podcast on the internet. I am your host, Mike, on this Saturday, September the 22nd, and I'm sorry about not having a show on Friday. I had meetings all day and some stuff with some work and obviously some family stuff, and the day just got away from me. So I am recording this in the early hours of Saturday morning, and I wanted to get out the Miami Dolphins-Oakland Raiders preview this week. So let's get straight to it here and not mess around. There was one bit of news that we have to talk about before we get to the preview, and that is after I recorded the show on Thursday, the Miami Dolphins did make a roster move. They signed tight end Nick O'Leary to their practice squad. O'Leary takes the spot of Maurice Smith, who was called up to the active roster once Josh Sitton went down and was out for the year. So Nick O'Leary, who's got some experience with the Bills at tight end. I mean, he's caught two touchdowns, about 32 passes in his career, 470 or so yards. So a little bit of experience, but he's on a practice squad. And if, God forbid, something were to happen to either Smythe, Gesicki, or A.J. Derby, he would be able to be called up to the active roster. He's got a little experience, so not going to read a lot into it, but they did fill the open practice squad spot with Nick O'Leary. There's that. Let's talk about the injuries. Go over the Miami Dolphins injury report heading in to this Sunday's game. It seems like the only question mark is whether Miami Dolphins superstar safety Rashad Jones will play. He was limited in practice on Thursday. On Friday, he was limited as well. He's listed as questionable, and it probably will be a game time decision if he plays Sunday. And it's probably one of those things where how he wakes up Sunday morning, how he feels when he wakes up Sunday morning, if he feels okay to go, if the team feels there's no risk of him doing further damage to that right shoulder, to let him play. If he's not feeling great, or if the team's like, you know what, you need a week or two off, so we have you for the long haul, and we don't want to risk this, they might hold him out. So that is really up in the air, and something we probably won't know about till Sunday morning. In other injury news, William Hayes, with his finger injury, was also limited in practice Friday, but odds are he'll play. He hasn't missed a game this year, and he's been limited in most of the practices since the season started, so odds are he'll play. Cornerback Bobby McCain and long snapper John Denny were also limited in practice on Wednesday and Thursday, but they were full participants on Friday. Odds are they'll play. No issues there. Defensive tackle Jordan Phillips with his knee, he was a full participant in practice on Thursday and Friday. He's going to play. No issues there. And running back Kenyon Drake, quarterback Ryan Tannehill, and wide receiver Devontae Parker were also full participants in practice on Friday, and they should be good to go this week and play. The only question there, obviously, is Devontae Parker. I think he'll actually be active this game, and he will suit up and play unless there's something more going on behind the scenes that we're just not aware of, which I don't think is the case. But he seems like now he practiced in full last Thursday and Friday. Obviously, he sat out the Jets game, but now it's been a full week of practice, so you would think his conditioning is probably where it needs to be. The finger, I know there was a report how he has it taped up a certain way, and there's a sleeve over the finger that doesn't seem to be slowing him down at this point. So unless there's more happening behind the scenes that we don't know about, I would be shocked if Devontae Parker doesn't play this week, so look for Parker out on the field this Sunday. So this week's game is on CBS, the Oakland Raiders at the Miami Dolphins, 1 p.m. Eastern. Your announcers are Greg Gumbel, Trent Green, and Bruce Arians. I've heard these guys a little bit here, a little bit there, weeks one and two. Greg Gumbel, Trent Green, you sort of get what you get. Those are solid NFL announcers. Nothing's going to wow you there. Bruce Arians, he's going to be an acquired taste, I'll say that. If you haven't had the opportunity to hear this crew this year, like I said, I've only heard them in small bits and pieces. Arians either can be really, really annoying, or he's really insightful, and you're like, wow, I just learned something there. But he can at times come off really annoying. It's like, wow, who's this third voice I'm listening to? Who he's sort of soft-spoken. So it's going to be interesting to hear him for a full game, because like I said, only little bits and pieces I've heard him, and sometimes he's like, and you're sitting there at the TV, well, just shut up. I don't need to hear you. I don't know what you're talking about. But there have been times where it's like, wow, he just added something of great value, and I learned something. So they are the announcers. Weather-wise, it looks like it'll be much better than the Week 1 game in Miami. It's supposed to be 87 degrees straight through the entire day from kickoff to the end of the fourth quarter. Wind's going to be insignificant, 7, 8 miles an hour. Humidity around 56%, it looks like, and 0% chance of rain. So it'll be a much different feel than the Week 1 home game against the Titans. So weather should not be an issue for the Miami Dolphins. And so that's always a plus, I think, because nobody wants to go through what we all had to go through Week 1, whether as a player or as a fan. So let's talk about this game. As I've said in the podcast all week, this is a big game for the Dolphins. I'm more nervous about this game than I have been about the games in Week 1 or 2, only because in Weeks 1 or 2, the Miami Dolphins didn't face a top-flight quarterback. Here with the Raiders, you know, you're facing a top-flight quarterback. People can say what they want about Derek Carr. Derek Carr can play in this league. Last week, again, he proved it. I keep harping on that stat. I'm going to harp on it one last time. 29 for 32 against an elite defense like the Denver Broncos. Nothing to sneeze at. This guy can throw the football, and he has weapons too. The Oakland Raiders wide receivers, they have it's sort of like the Dolphins in some ways, in that they have great depth at wide receiver. Obviously, they have Amari Cooper, Jordy Nelson, they have Martavis Bryant, Dwayne Harris, even guys who are like way down on the depth chart like Brandon LaFell and Seth Roberts. I mean, these guys can play. They can play in this league, and they will test the Miami Dolphins secondary a lot this week, and they will put pressure on the Dolphins secondary this week. Of course, you also have tight end Jared Cook, and for any of you who remember the game last year against the Raiders on that Sunday night, Cook had a field day against the Dolphins. Nobody on the Dolphins could cover him. Hopefully this year with the additions of players like Minka Fitzpatrick and Jerome Baker, that's not the case. But, you know, the Oakland Raiders are going to put up points. That's not the issue here. And the Miami Dolphins, this game, in my book, is going to come down to their defense. And how can they just not let the Raiders put up points on them? And I think a couple things here. Number one, the cornerbacks need to make plays. Obviously, Xavien Howard, we have full confidence in, not an issue. Even Bobby McCain has been playing, you know, extremely well this year. Granted, the Titans and the Jets aren't known for having big-time receivers. So, again, this is going to be another first this year for the Dolphins in that we're facing a team who has wide receivers who can make a lot of plays and also has a quarterback that can get them the ball. So Howard and McCain, not too worried about there. What I am worried about are guys like Torrey McTyer. I actually think someone like Cordrea Tankersley will be active this week. I don't know that, but just because of the weapons the Raiders present, I think Tankersley will be active, and he'll probably see some time on the field. Same with Maurice Smith, obviously, all depending on what happens with Rashad Jones. So the Miami Dolphins secondary this week will be tested in ways it hasn't been tested this year. And how you can help that secondary, because some of those guys need help if they're forced in the action, is the pass rush. And the pass rush for the Dolphins this week needs to rattle Carr. Now, that won't be easy because the Oakland Raiders have a very good offensive line as well. Their offensive line is one of the better offensive lines in the NFL these days. So getting to Carr is not easy. But Wake, Quinn, Harris, Branch, those guys need to make life hell for Derek Carr. And that's how you can help out your secondary as well. The Raiders running game, look, every year I sort of write off Marshawn Lynch, and I've had to stop doing it. Every year I think, this guy's got nothing left, he's done. And, you know, Marshawn Lynch is still Marshawn Lynch, and he's tough to bring down. He's You know, he's a pain in the neck. I mean, he's Marshawn Lynch still. I don't care how old he is, and you got all the other antics. He's still Marshawn Lynch when he steps on the field. So the Raiders have a nice little offense here with some weapons at the skill positions and a quarterback who knows how to get him the ball. And I think the Raiders, you know, are going to get their points this week. And the Raiders are an 0-2 team. Their backs are up against the wall. You know they want to get the first win of the season. You know head coach John Gruden, they want to get his first win back in the NFL as well. So they got their backs against the wall, and I expect the Raiders offense sort of to throw it, to leave it all on the field. They might even throw in a trick play or two, open up the playbook, just to sort of give their team a spark and some life. Because when you're 0-2 and you're flying all the way across the country playing in that 1 o'clock game, it's tough. So they might want to sort of give their team a spark and some life. I wouldn't be shocked if early in this game you see a trick play from the Raiders, sort of just to get them going, get them emotionally up. But the Raiders, look, on offense, that side of the ball, they are no joke. I don't care what the record is. They got weapons, and the Miami Dolphins defense this week needs to bring their A game. And I think a big part of that is what happens with Rashad Jones and if he plays or not. On the other side of the football, this is where the Raiders are lacking. Now, we all know they traded away Mack, which is a huge plus for the Dolphins here. And the Raiders' defense is really nothing to write home about. And they have struggled this year. Week one against the Rams. Granted, it's the Rams, who are probably the best team in the league. Todd Gurley had he had 147 all-purpose yards and 108 yards rushing. Week two, the Denver Broncos, the running back team of Lindsey and Freeman, they had 135 yards rushing and 139 total yards. So they're letting running backs, whether it's someone the level of Todd Gurley or the guys for the Denver Broncos, you know, have big days against them. So this is a week where the Miami Dolphins really need to feature Kenyon Drake. Because Kenyon Drake, as we saw at the end of last year, and we've seen glimpses of this year, is a big play. And he's a big play in the running game, and he's a big play in the passing game. And if I'm the Miami Dolphins, I want to feature Kenyon Drake this week, because the Raiders are struggling stopping running backs. They're letting running backs have field days against them, primarily on the ground, but also in the passing game as well. So hopefully head coach Adam Gase, who calls the offensive plays, as we all know, you know, looks for many ways to get the ball to Drake. Every week on this podcast, I say it. Every week when I talk to people in the media that we have on the show, they say it. Get the ball more to Kenyon Drake. But this week, that should be a priority of the highest level, because I think he can do a lot of damage here and really help the Dolphins' offense. Wide receivers-wise, I expect Kenny Stills to have a big day. The Raiders' secondary, again, nothing great here. I mean, it's just okay. And Stills had a silent day against the Jets. The Jets secondary isn't awful. The Raiders isn't as good as the Jets secondary. So Stills should also get back to being a more, you know, show up more, I guess, in the stat sheet is a way to say it, and see the ball his way more. Albert Wilson, I think, will be more the name to watch. I think this week will be the week that we see rookie tight end Mike Gesicki, you know, see the ball thrown his way a few times. I think weeks one and two, obviously, it's been some games have been lower scoring. He had the crazy week one game with the weather and stuff. And Gesicki has sort of been focusing on his blocking, which has been good for 2 weeks. I know everybody, you know, was worried about that the day we drafted him. You know, he's blocked well these first two games. And I think this is the week here, because this is the perfect team for this to happen against, where he will get some passes thrown his way and make some plays. I would not be shocked at the end of this game to see Dolphins rookie tight end Mike Gesicki to have a day off. He catches five passes, 45 yards or so. Maybe he gets a target in the red zone and he gets a touchdown. That would not shock me. At least I think this is the week where he has a bit of a coming out party, so to speak, and makes some plays in a passing game. I see that. But this is a game where the Dolphins offense, you know, has to limit the mistakes and put up points. This Raiders defense is not great. And I think the Raiders are going to get their points. I think the Raiders are going to score between anywhere from 24 to 30 points against this Miami Dolphins defense, Carr, he's that good of a quarterback. Their offensive line's good. They got the weapons. They're going to get their points. So for the Miami Dolphins to win, they're going to have to score and sort of match them. And I think this is the week here where we see the Miami Dolphins passing game open up a little bit more. And I think Kenyon Drake here is a big day. I could see Kenyon Drake having a real big day here. Just all-purpose yards, running the ball, catching the ball. Drake here should be a featured player in this game. Tannehill, got to protect the ball. And, you know, the offensive line should have it a little bit easier this week with this Raiders front seven. Jonathan Hankins was obviously signed by the Raiders a couple weeks ago. You would have to think his conditioning is not great. And I don't know how much was, because, look, that's a place where the heat of South Florida might just sort of take a player out of a game. Hankins, you know, he's been sitting around all summer, not with the team. He signed with the Raiders, I think, 2 weeks ago. And what his conditioning is, who the heck knows, but he's probably not, you know, where it should be. And this is a place where the heat might sort of sap him in this game and sort of drain him quickly. But the Raiders, you know, they got Bruce Irvin as a pass rusher, nice player. At linebacker, they have Derek Johnson, nice player. They're very young on defense. They got three young defensive linemen. And, you know, there's youth there, and there's not a lot of, let's say, high-level players on defense. So Miami, this week, needs points. Tannehill's going to have to go, you know, score for score probably with Carr. And I think when it's all said and done. Oh, and one other thing. As I've said in this podcast, Miami Dolphins are 2-0. It's a nice start. It's a beautiful start. But a loss here, and they go 2-1, and you're lumped in with two-thirds of this league. And it's sort of like, there's a lot of teams with a 2-1 record. If you get to 3-0, you're on your way to a special season. I said this on the show Thursday. You are on your way to a special season. And I know as fans of the Dolphins, this is what we sort of want. This is what we've been waiting for. And I think the fans this week really need to show up and be heard. As fans of the Dolphins, you know, we complain a lot. We whine a lot, which I'm about to talk about at the end of the show as well. you know, we complain a lot. We whine a lot. It's been, you know, about 15 years. Let's just be honest. 15 years of watching lousy football. And we have the opportunity here to go 3-0 out of the gate. It's a home game against a team that's, you know, probably on par with us, maybe a little bit worse than us, but probably, excuse me again, on par with us. So this, you know, this is a chance, if you're a fan, to show up, support the team, get loud, get rowdy, and help the Miami Dolphins, you know, get to 3-0. This is what home field advantage is, a game like this where, you know, you want to rattle an opponent traveling across the country playing, you know, with their, you know, West Coast team playing at one, you know, get under their skin, rattle them, and help your team get to 3-0. The fan, this is what you want. If you're a Miami Dolphins fan, if you listen to shows like this, you know, you're a diehard fan, and you want this team to go 3-0. If you can't get excited for this, if you can't show up to a game and get loud and get into it, you know, now, I don't know, then you must not have a pulse, because this is what we live for, this is what we wait for, and a win here, and you go into, and you see the Miami Dolphins at 3-0, it's like, hello, now we're on the map, and now we have a very good chance here of making the playoffs. So as a fan, I want to see the fans show up in force, you know, be in your seats by 1 o'clock. Don't show up 20 minutes late when the first quarter is over, which is such a Miami thing to do. And, you know, make some noise. Get into the game. Because a win here, let me tell you, at 3-0, the Miami Dolphins are well on their way to having a big year and possibly making the playoffs. 3-0 start in the NFL does not come often. I think the last time the Miami Dolphins did it was like in the 90s. And it was a long time ago. So for fans, no, some of this is on you. Do your part. Do your part. Obviously, you can only impact the game so much. I get that. But do your part. Show up. Be in your seats by kickoff. Get loud. And be in this game because, like I said, this is what we live for. And your team right now is 2-0. And they got a chance here playing a Raiders team that, you know, is about to have the wheels come totally off their season if they go to 0-3. You know, show up, be loud, get into the game, be rowdy, you know, and make some noise. So with all that said, high-scoring game this week, I think there's going to be a lot of points. It's probably going to be a one-score game when it's all said and done, and it might come down to the kicker, which makes me nervous as hell. After what we saw last week with the Browns, with the Vikings, with all the missed kicks last week, that makes me nervous because we have a rookie kicker who, you know, I don't have a lot of faith in right now. But I think Miami wins, and I think Miami wins 28-27, Miami Dolphins. I see them winning this game by one, and it's going to come down to the wire. I think it's going to be a tight game the entire way, and it's going to be really come down to which team's defense can make a big stop. And right now, looking at each team's roster, I have more faith in guys like Quinn, Wake, Rashad Jones, assuming he plays, Minkah Fitzpatrick, and Xavier Howard coming up with a big stop on defense over a Raiders defense, which is, has names like, you know, P.J. Hall, you know, Carl Joseph, Rashawn Melvin. I mean, I think the Dolphins have better players on defense, and it probably might just come down to who can make one stop. And if that's the case, then I have more faith in the Miami Dolphins to make that one stop. So Miami 28, the Raiders 27, that is my prediction. Now, one mini rant, I guess I could say, as I close out the show here. And, you know, I interact with a lot of Miami Dolphins fans every day, whether via email, social media, Facebook, all that stuff. And I got to say, some of you Miami Dolphins fans, you people aren't happy unless you're miserable. You really aren't happy unless you're miserable. And I don't get it. I really don't get it. Miami Dolphins are 2-0 off to a great start. They got a home game this week. It could be 3-0. And, you know, some of you fans are just finding new things to complain about and be upset about. The new one is, you know, as I spoke about the other day, the power rankings, we're not high. Who cares? It's one person's opinion. Why do you let that stuff bother you? The new one now is, you know, some guy on some random podcast said, you know, said the Miami Dolphins aren't good and they're not really a true 2-0 team. Who cares? Why do you let this stuff upset you? When one person, you know, he's into, I hate to break it to you, people are entitled to their opinion, and not all quote-unquote NFL analysts need to say positive things about the Miami Dolphins 100% of the time. And why some of you people get worked up and get yourself so angry. I think some of it is some of you want, you know, to be the next sort of Skip Bayless type and be outrageous, and you want to call out a national media guy, hope he responds to your tweet, and you pick up an extra 10 followers, and then you go, you know, there's some of that involved here, and I get that. Some of you just looking, you know, to sort of be provocative, but some of you are get really outraged and upset. Like, who cares? Who cares what some of these people? Some of these people aren't even, I wouldn't even call NFL like experts or analysts or people I've never heard of before. And, you know, they're voicing an opinion on, you know, some podcast 10 people listen to, and you're getting worked up over, oh my God, can you believe he said the Miami Dolphins really aren't that good at tour? Who cares? So, you know, enjoy. Look, if you're a Miami Dolphins fan and this team is 2-0 and you're getting worked up over what somebody who nobody even has even heard of before is saying about the Dolphins, you know, you got to really reevaluate your priorities in life here. You know, they're 2-0. They got a home game this week. There's a very good chance they could go to 3-0. It's not a lock, but there's a good chance, I'd say. You know, enjoy it. If you can't enjoy this, then why do you even watch the games? Why do you, like, follow this stuff all the time on social media or, you know, read? I mean, why? I mean, if you can't be happy and excited for this start, and you're getting mad, it's like fake outrage, I call it. Which, I hate the word fake news all the time. But it is fake outrage. Like, I'm upset that some guy who, you know, has a podcast that, oh, he said this. Who cares? Why do you people get yourself worked up over this stuff? And it's just, I don't get it. It's like, enjoy it. I mean, the team's 2-0, off to a great start. No, I mean, they've only really had one major injury this year, which is great compared to last year. So, you know, knock on wood, health-wise, things are going well. You know, they got a good chance to go 3-0 this week. Who don't, you know, don't waste your time and don't get upset, you know, with people who most fans have never heard of, has like some sort of hot take on the Dolphins that A is stupid. So if it's stupid, why give them the time of day? That makes no sense. It's like some of you fans are so overly sensitive. I don't get it. I really don't get it. You're overly sensitive. Now, like I said, there's some of this, which is, you know, people are hoping that they're going to sort of tweak and bait somebody who's got like a million followers, and then they're going to respond, and then all of a sudden I'm going to get like 10 extra followers. Okay, I get it. You know, you want to be that guy. And it's always sad, and it sort of comes off as, you know, very evident who that guy can be, you know, in life. And I'm talking about nobody in particular. Just that guy as a overall general, that guy who's just trying, you know, to get his name out there and be that guy. But it's like, I don't get it. Like, be happy. The Miami Dolphins are 2-0. It's September 21st or 22nd as I record this. And, you know, just relax. It's relax. Enjoy the ride. There's going to be stuff to complain about in time. But complaining about, you know, some quote-unquote analyst nobody's heard of who says something that's not, you know, says a negative thing about the Dolphins, that ain't it. You know, that ain't the thing to get worked up about. Don't get yourself worked up. Don't, you know, don't fall for this bait. You know, enjoy it. The record speaks for itself. Hopefully this Sunday's another win. And the Miami Dolphins continue their winning ways. Because after this week, the schedule gets tougher. The schedule gets much tougher. So that's that. I would like to thank everyone once again for listening. I really didn't know how to end that rant. I would like to thank everyone once again for listening. We'll be back on Sunday with the countdown to kickoff with Tom Ernesty. And, of course, the post-game wrap-up show Sunday night after the game. So be on the lookout for that. Check out a bunch of new articles we have up on the website at DolphinsTalk.com. Wherever you listen to this podcast, be sure to subscribe to it, whether SoundCloud, iTunes, Google Play, Podbean, all that good stuff. Check it out so every time a new show drops, it goes straight to your smart device. And make sure you're following us on Twitter at Dolphins Talk and also following us on Facebook at our Facebook page. The link is all over our website, easy to find. So everyone have a great day, and we'll talk to you again after a while.
Thank you for listening to the DolphinsTalk.com podcast. Be sure to visit DolphinsTalk.com every day for all of your latest Miami Dolphins news.